establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Looks like our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. Is our regularly scheduled guest here? Doesn't sound like it, so we're really going to be dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience to give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But our guest was going to be talking about the attack in Benghazi. And, of course, it should be very, very obvious that there's much more to this than appears. Certainly, it's tragic that the American ambassador and several ex-Navy SEALs who were working for the CIA were killed. They don't stress that they were working for the CIA. Basically, of course, you have to understand the CIA employs well-trained killers to be used as assassins and to be used on their various escapades around the world. Because everything in government is compartmentalized. And our government has been taken over by a group of very evil people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to fulfill the goal and objectives of the ancient secret societies. And what was that? To bring about a one-world government, so-called, made up of so-called democratic societies. You'll find the background to that laid out in a book that we do carry. We don't carry it in our regular catalog, however, because we don't want you to believe that we reflect in any way the views, certainly, of people who are actively involved in Satanism. And one of those people was Manly V. Hall. He's gone to his just rewards in 1991. But Manly V. Hall was the leading Satanist the last half of the last century. He wrote a number of books. Certainly, he lived up into the 90s, as I remember. In other words, he was pushing 90, late 80s or early 1990s, as far as his age was concerned. But Manly V. Hall studied the satanic movement, was totally enthralled with it, established a center. It still exists in Southern California. In fact, when Franklin Roosevelt was president of the United States, he sent a team out there to copy all the information that Manly P. Hall had accumulated. And Manly P. Hall was quite willing to share his information on the secret societies, their goals and objectives, with the president of the United States, who then set out to carry out those goals and bring about a world government. And that's what the United Nations was all about. That's what certainly World War II was all about. It was to transform the world and bring about the world government. And, of course, all during the war, we financed the Nazis. After all, American corporations, American banks, were working with the Nazis to strengthen them so we could have a long and horrible and bloody war. So the American people and people throughout the world would be willing to go along with this idea of world government, an association of democratically elected governments bringing about this world government. And if you read Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Destiny of America, which we do carry, you have to order it, especially through when you call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. But Manly P. Hall lays this out that for 3,000 years, for 3,000 years, there have been secret societies working to bring about this association of democracies that, of course, would eventually bring about this world government. And of course, when he talks about democracy, what he's really talking about is rule by a ruling oligarchy. That's what a democracy is. You let the people vote, but they think that they're going to change things, and they don't. It's not by accident, as I pointed out repeatedly, that between 1977 and 2008, between 1977 and 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, this little group of very wealthy people, only about, well, as far as Americans, so never more than 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, but that includes Canada and Mexico, so probably never more than about 70 Americans, and yet they rule this country with an iron hand, and they appoint the president and or the vice president. And you can verify all this at AugustReview.org. AugustReview.org, the wonderful website put up by my good friend Pat Wood, who's been studying the Trilateral Commission since shortly after it was formed in 1973 and worked very, very closely with Professor Sutton, Anthony Sutton, who actually lived here in Santa Cruz. We got a chance to know him, visit him before he died. Well, our telephone number is, or either he died or was killed, I don't know which one. He was very, very unpopular with the establishment, though, because he was studying the Trilateral Commission and pointing out the fact that there really is this small little group that makes mockery of the electoral process, controls the media and the banks and the corporations and the military and the educational system, and even influences our churches. They largely determine what the American people think and believe. And the fact that most people don't understand this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But what was Benghazi all about? Well, apparently that was the center from which we were shipping Libyan arms that had been taken from the Libyan government after we toppled Gaddafi. Yes, the United States toppled Gaddafi. We financed the Muslim Brotherhood. We've been financing them since the end of the Second World War, and before that, British intelligence financed them, all covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, of course, the author traces the origin of the Muslim Brotherhood from 1928, when it was formed by British intelligence, right up through the Second World War, after the Second World War, the CIA took over control, and they have their people planted in the Muslim Brotherhood. They financed the Muslim Brotherhood, and now we are transferring control of all the existing Muslim governments over there in the Near East and the Middle East to the Muslim Brotherhood. Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, Turkey, Lebanon. We're in the process today of transferring Libyan weapons, heavy weapons, to the Al-Qaeda in Syria to overthrow the government. Give us a call, 877-254-7654, 877-254.
Freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, RAM trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now at the RAM Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Well, Dr. Dan here is open time. Love to know what you'd like to talk about or what you think on any subject. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. But certainly, we, as I've already listed, the countries we've recently toppled in preparation for a war with the Muslim world. Of course, that specifically is Egypt, Tunisia, Libya. Certainly, we're in the process of toppling the government in Syria. We're financing the rebels, ladies and gentlemen. Why are we financing the Al-Qaeda rebels that are overthrowing the Syrian government? And then, of course, we've already toppled the government of Turkey and turned that over to the Muslim Brotherhood. We did that in 2002. The government of Lebanon, of course, we have our troops permanently stationed in Iraq. Oh, they're not troops. They're just thousands and thousands of armed American soldiers, but they're not combat troops. Ladies and gentlemen, if we had thousands of Chinese troops stationed in Washington, D.C., would you think we would be a free nation? And then we have our troops in Afghanistan. We have our bases in Pakistan. We are occupying that whole area of the world in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world. And it's only a matter of time. And how do I know? Well, I've read the scriptures, and I see all of these countries lining up in preparation for the coming attack on Israel. And basically, if you go back and you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, and you understand what Gog and Magog are, and then, of course, Turkey is either Gog or Magog, and they were always aligned with Israel. They were aligned with Israel up until 2002, and yet, according to the book of Ezekiel, why, they would be actually the antagonists. They would be going to war with Israel. Well, then, of course, everything changed in 2002, and suddenly Turkey took on a position of antagonism towards Israel, all in preparation, I believe, for the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. All the countries lined up and mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39, you can see them all lining up in preparation for this coming war. And of course, remember that when they speak of Persia, when the Bible was written, it was certainly not only what is Iran today, that was part of Persia, but it also included Afghanistan and Pakistan, as I remember. So understand, everything is in place for a great war that's going to occur over there. Only America isn't mentioned in that war. And of course, my fear is, of course, that America is going to be totally disrupted before that happens, either with an economic collapse or with an EMP attack. Our leaders are intentionally leaving us open for an EMP attack. And what is an EMP attack? Well, this is an electromagnetic pulse attack. You get one of these when you set off a nuclear bomb about 200 miles above a nation, and it simply wipes out the electronics of that nation, You can either do it that way or certainly a solar flare. About every 100 years, we have these massive solar flares, and they'll do exactly the same thing. Only the last time that occurred in 1859, we did not have an extensive electronic system. But it would be very easy to protect ourselves and our electronic grids from this by simply putting in barriers along the way so that you would not get an electric surge through the electric lines. It would get into anything that was plugged in, certainly to the circuitry, your computer, your refrigerator, everything that you have that is plugged into an electronic system would be destroyed if there were to be an EMP attack. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I think that there has to be some reason why, after Congress voted to take the actions to spend $1 or $2 billion that would protect the electronic grids all across America, the whole thing was blocked in the Senate by one individual. Why are we not protecting ourselves from an EMP attack? We will have very, very shortly the DVD that when Ambassador Cooper, who was kind enough to come and talk at our conference on October 21st, but Ambassador Cooper opens his discussion of the EMP attacks. And remember, he is certainly located in Washington, D.C. He was formerly the American ambassador to the disarmament talks with the Soviets, and that was during the Reagan administration, during the first Bush administration. Ambassador Cooper is in contact with all the key people there in Washington, D.C., and certainly well-known there. But he starts his talk about the danger of an EMP attack by saying this could lead to the death of 95% of the American population within 6 months to a year after an EMP attack. Let me repeat that. I'm repeating what Ambassador Cooper says, and when you get this DVD, you can hear him say it. The EMP attack could lead to the deaths of up to 95% of the American population within 6 months or a year. This is not imaginary. It would be very easy to protect our electronic grid, and yet we're specifically and intentionally not doing it. Well, you say, well, what if it wipes out our generators and our transformers? But so what would replace them? Ladies and gentlemen, we've shifted the manufacturing capacities for these out of this country. We no longer produce the things that we used to produce. They're produced in China. It would take a year to 2 years to actually replace the generators and transformers, which would be burned out by an EMP attack. And certainly, we know that the Iranians are planning on doing this. I believe the Iranians have nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, they started working on this during the Ford administration in 1976. And when we gave them the plans so they could build a nuclear power plant, and they've been developing nuclear energy or nuclear fuel rods ever since then. But you can't tell me that it would take them 35 years to actually be able to develop nuclear fuel rods, certainly they could, or nuclear fuel that could be used in nuclear bombs. Back in 1973, when I was first getting started in talk radio, I personally interviewed a consultant for the Republican Party, and he told me at that time that Iran already had nuclear weapons. They already had atomic bombs in that time. They bought them on the international market. They were available. You could purchase them. And I'm sure they have nuclear weapons. They're not going to tell us they have this. And I believe, of course, since we installed that government, we have our people planted in that government, we control that Iranian government, just like we had our people working within the Nazi government during the Second World War. And we actually had Alan Dulles, who was in Switzerland, working closely with the Nazis all during the Second World War when they were bombing London and when their weapons were killing our boys. And, of course, those weapons, many of them, were made by General Electric, General Motors, Ford, ITT, IBM, 100 American corporations in Germany all during the Second World War, headed by American CEOs, building the weapons so we could have a wonderful, wonderful war. And I think that's what we're planning again with Iran, only this time Iran, of course, has the, is actually working, and you'll hear Ambassador Cooper, if you hear his talk, talking about how Iran is working on and actually has the ability to put up satellites, to put up missiles up a couple of 100 miles into space and explode a bomb, nuclear bomb, which would put an EMP attack that would wipe out the electric grids in large segments of this country. And if they had two or three of them, they could walk out the East Coast, the West Coast, and the central part of our country and plunge America into darkness, just as you're seeing on this new TV series, a new series of called Revolution, and it's the story of when the lights go out all across America, and America tumbles into chaos. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Is that possibly the reason that America is not mentioned in the scriptures, the prophecies about what's going to happen when this great war, this great war of the Muslim world against Israel takes place? Why wouldn't America be involved? Didn't God know what was going to happen? God, that America is going to be here? Or is it planned that there will be an EMP attack? And the fact that you're not hearing about this, this is talked about in Washington, D.C. all the time. And the congressman can't figure out why, they were, after almost a unanimous vote, both Democrats and Republicans, several years ago, so concerned about the danger of an EMP attack that they appropriated the money. The House of Representatives appropriated the billions of dollars that would be necessary to protect our electronic grids. Nothing has been done. Could that just be by accident, or is there a plan to utilize an EMP attack to destabilize America? And, of course, do you think God is going to bring his judgment on this country because America has turned against God? Well, that's what I fear. I believe, of course, America has turned against God, and when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. We'd love to hear what you think about this subject or something else. But why do we never talk about the danger of an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, when this is common knowledge in Washington, D.C.? Books have been written about it. People have lectured about it. And yet the controlled media doesn't discuss this. It's a very real possibility, and you have to ask yourself why. Well, I think a lot of things are coming to a climax here this coming year. Everything points to the fact there's going to be a major economic collapse in America. Certainly, if they do not come up with a solution for the massive spending needs we have and the fact that we don't have adequate funds to do it, certainly the Republicans don't want to increase taxes, the Democrats don't want to cut spending, and yet right now, 40 cents out of every dollar the U.S. government spends has to be borrowed, and it's going to go up from there. But remember, we have 79 million retiring baby boomers. 79 million retiring baby boomers. They started retiring either last year or the year before that, and they're all going to become eligible for Social Security and for Medicare, and it's going to simply bankrupt the system. Right now we're putting out $1.2 trillion a year for Social Security and Medicare. Another $700 billion to $1 trillion for the military, and we're only taking in $2.2 trillion. I mean, that's all the money that the federal government has. And all the other socialist welfare programs, the food stamps, the Medicaid, all these other things, of course, have to be funded with borrowed money. We have to borrow money simply to send checks out every single month. And of course, the American debt keeps getting higher and higher and higher. Why are Greece and Italy and Spain and Portugal having problems? Because they don't have enough money to pay their debts. They're having to borrow money from other countries so that they can actually send out their checks, their welfare checks, their pension checks, their Medicare or their socialized health care checks in those various countries. They're having to borrow money, and of course the people who are going to lend them money are saying, you've got to stop spending so much or we won't lend you any. And that, of course, why there are a million people demonstrating regularly over there in Greece, because they don't want the austerity measures which have been voted in by the Greek government. But it's the only way to get money so they can continue sending out their checks. And Greece is on the verge of bankruptcy, 25% unemployment, more and more people losing their homes. So many of the young people fleeing Greece because there are no jobs there for them. Industries shutting down. People of wealth leaving because they want to have their wealth confiscated as they increase the taxes. The same thing's going to happen in America. My telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Here.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Try Property Management in Greeley urges listeners, make this the year you get involved in the community. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, checking in on a senior, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. We can't save the whole world, but every little bit helps. This message has been from Try Property Management in Greeley, where Neil and staff are on the air saying happy holiday season to all. Centus, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Centus, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Dan, here is Open Line, our regularly scheduled guest show. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. What we were going to talk about this morning was Benghazi. And what did Benghazi represent? Why was Ambassador Stevens there? Certainly this was not an embassy. This was not a council where he was. Basically, what was he there? Well, everything suggests that he was certainly working with people transferring the arms we'd captured in Libya, a lot of the heavy arms to the, of course, to the revolutionaries, to the terrorists who were attacking the government in Syria. We are systematically overthrowing legitimate governments, whether we like them or not, whether we like Assad or not. Of course, he has a good deal of support within Syria. He's had a fairly stable country there. We have to understand that he represents the Shia Muslims, or at least a sect of the Shia Muslims. Probably the majority of the people there are Sunni Muslims, and of course the Sunnis would like to overthrow Assad, and certainly then we are financing the Al-Qaeda terrorists. We are financing the Al-Qaeda terrorists who are intent upon overthrowing the government there, as we are financing Al-Qaeda terrorists in country after country. We finance the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Kosovo. We finance the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Serbia. We finance the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Chechnya. These, of course, in years past, and we're fighting the wicked Al-Qaeda terrorists there in Afghanistan, and we have to keep hundreds of thousands of troops there. Now, of course, they're not all American troops. There are about 60,000 American troops at the present time. They've cut back on the number of troops. Basically, of course, there's 100,000 contractors, though, that we finance, and then we help to finance NATO, and then 300,000 Afghan troops. There are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but we've got to keep all those troops there because, of course, those 50 members of Al-Qaeda are threatening America. And we have our troops because we want to defend America from those 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you believe anything. In fact, I'll never forget on 60 Minutes, and I think it was in 2010, when Steve Croft was interviewing President Barack Obama and said, you know, there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Why are you sending another 30,000 troops? And without even blinking, Barack Obama said, my job is to defend America. And those people, those Al-Qaedas are plotting against America. He didn't mention all 50 of them. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. The American people are being manipulated by the little clique that runs this country, controls both political parties, and makes mockery out of the democratic process. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But of course, this episode in Benghazi led to the downfall of Petraeus. Now, why was General Petraeus certainly exposed, and how did this whole thing come about? Well, personally, if you understand, there are two sisters. One of them, of course, was Petraeus' mistress, and they have very close ties to the White House. Now we find out that they'd been there on three separate occasions visiting the White House, both of the sisters. Obviously, they were, I believe, government agents. One of these women was used to entrap General Petraeus, and they did, and they had an affair, which apparently they carried out, putting emails back and forth to a specific site. It wasn't either their sites. The email information was never sent on the Internet, but it was recorded on this one site. Now, the FBI gets involved, supposedly, because Petraeus' mistress had sent some threatening emails to another woman who was having an affair with General Allen. I think that's how it all works together. But why is this? I think it's all a cover story, ladies and gentlemen, to justify getting the FBI involved. But why would the FBI be involved? Because somebody got a threatening letter, or because General Petraeus was involved with an illicit affair? Ladies and gentlemen, the FBI is used not to fight crime in America or drugs. I mean, the FBI knows that the CIA is the largest drug dealer in the whole world. The FBI is used, ladies and gentlemen, to collect information on the people so they can be used against them. They wanted to get information on General Petraeus. Now, I don't know if General Petraeus and General Allen were part of some unit within the military that was very concerned about the fact that this small little group has seized control of our government and is using our military to bring about this one world government, using the financial and military power to bring about a one world government. I do know that there are patriotic military people out there who certainly go along with the system, many of them really believe in America and believe in the American dream, and they're certainly military men willing to risk their lives for America, and some of them even within the general ranks, or the rank of the high commissioned officers, maybe even thinking about trying to do something to take America back from these wicked and evil people. Was that why they got rid of Petraeus? Was that the real reason by it? We've never been told the truth. But ask yourself, why would the FBI be investigating a sexual liaison of a four-star American general? Did they have a warrant? Of course they didn't have a warrant. The government doesn't use warrants. The FBI, the CIA, they don't believe in the Constitution. It's all about power. Where is the call for an investigation of the FBI for actually investigating General Petraeus and going into his emails without a warrant? Legally, they would have to. These people should be sent to prison. People within the FBI who are, of course, going ahead and tapping people's lines and listening to our calls without a warrant, this is a criminal act. And yet, of course, some of the Democrats have expressed this. They're concerned. And the Republicans, and I'm ashamed to say this, but the Republican senators have said, why if the government had get a warrant to listen to the emails and to read emails and faxes and listen to calls, why would it impede criminal investigation? Ladies and gentlemen, the people who were breaking our laws, the FBI and the CIA, they're the criminals. So the sexual liaison, I certainly don't approve of it, but that's not a crime. At least it's never been a crime in America. But it can be used, of course, to drum something like General Petraeus out of his position he was holding as director of the CIA, and maybe he knew too much. That's why they had to destroy him. And that's why they'd known about this going back into last summer, and yet they waited till immediately after the election, when we should have been talking about voter fraud, to bring forth this whole issue about General Petraeus. Nobody talked about how all so many the precincts in both Ohio and in Pennsylvania, which were necessary for Obama to win, in so many precincts there, far more people voted than were registered to vote. And in some of those precincts, 99, even 100% of the votes all went to Obama. Instead of talking about that, we were talking about General Petraeus. I'll get to the caller as soon as I get back. Our number is 877-254-7544. Give us a call.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, we had a caller. Who was on the line? Is our caller still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, God bless you, Doc. I'm hitting some really strong punch lines. I would just like to say that, it's hard when things come out and people say that, people aren't talking about it. It's sad because people like you and I are talking about it. We're talking about a lot of things, but it's not coming out on the media. And I got a question. I wish I could talk about a lot of topics. There's just another top person that I'd like to mention, and I want to know if you've known about this person's name a while ago. But what I wanted to ask is, how come the media is not charged of like treason or like conspiracy to overthrow or take over the country? And I don't hear anybody talking about that.
Well, the reason you don't hear them talking about it is because the media in America is tightly controlled by six major corporations. It's covered in a book called The Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. The Media Monopoly by Ben Bagdikian, and he's a left-wing professor from UC, retired now, he's a professor of journalism, but he talks about how when he started studying control of the media back in 1980, there were 50 corporations that dominated the media. In 2003, when he wrote his book, there were six corporations, and he named them AOL, Time Warner, Sidney Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Viacom, that controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, and of course mm-hmm. at that time GE controlled NBC. They sold it to Comcast and Fox, and they own 90 to 95% of the media outlets, the publishing houses, the major newspapers, the major television and radio networks. I mean, Comcast has hundreds and hundreds of radio stations and television stations, and this small little group of people certainly control what we hear, read, and see. And ultimately what we believe, of course, what Professor Bagdikian didn't understand, the tie-in to the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and the
right.
people of great wealth, but he knew they were working against the best interests of the United States, the book, The Media Monopoly, and that's why nobody's talking about it. And if you work in the media and you tell the truth, you're going to get fired. That's what happened to Glenn Beck when he actually quoted from David Rockefeller's memoirs, where David Rockefeller admits on page 405 that he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States.
Well, can I ask you, Doc, do you really believe that that's the truth about what happened to Glenn Beck? I thought it was just a rumor.
I don't. I think it's absolutely what happened. I've talked
okay.
to people
yeah,
in the media.
Cause
you
because I,
you
know, a couple of friends of us, we were really into Glenn Beck, and then we just pulled our cable TV and just canceled our contract and said we're done because he was almost there, but he stopped, and he still supports like certain organizations like Freedom Works and stuff like that, and it's kind of like if you connect the dots, it's kind of like, it's not really what it's supposed to be. But can I ask you a question? Do you know anything about Benjamin Friedman warning America on YouTube 1961 speech?
No, I really don't. I'm afraid I don't.
Yeah,
maybe
I think that's really close. Benjamin Friedman warning America. It's pretty powerful 2-hour speech, and I'm like, wow,
Once in a while, you'll get the truth. But let me share with you a little story. It was probably 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago. I was invited to go to San Francisco to be a co-host on what is known as the Jim Eason program. And for probably 25 years, Jim Eason was one of the main radio talk show host on KGO in San Francisco, 50,000 watt station. Jim and I got to be pretty good friends. Well, I was in the studio with him, and of course, during the commercial break, he looked at me and he said, "Stan," he said, "if I said on this radio station what I really believed, I'd be fired tomorrow."
We wow, you see, that's what my dad told me. My dad's a veteran.
Yeah,
and he said, don't get so angry with these guys because they cannot say exactly what they really want to say. But, you know, the question is, when do people take a stand? You know, when do people in law enforcement take a stand and say, you know, nobody else is doing this. We have to start standing up. I mean, I understand, you know, nobody wants to get killed. Nobody wants to get poisoned. I recently, my friend sent me a video about the Jesse Ventura show talking about this death ray, you know, weapon that it can just point it at you and you can get a heart attack and nobody knows why you died. So it'll show natural causes. So, I mean, I understand the fear, but, you know, our creator said, do not fear man, right? Am I right on that? I mean,
you're absolutely right. We needed more people with the courage to stand up. Like Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I'm a first-time caller. God bless you. And, you know, I would just want to say to the listeners, just start typing in the green agenda in your search engine about Agenda 21 and your food. Oh, man, please, people. You know, that's all I have to say, Doc. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
They're poisonous with the vaccinations and GMO food.
Yep.
They know exactly what they're doing. They're withholding treatments for cancer. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know.
Hey, Doc, since you mentioned that, have you heard of naturalnews.com?
Yes, I have, and it's a great, great website.
Great website.
Thank goodness for the Internet.
Yeah, and I wish you guys would...
But there's good information out there if you know how to
reach out. Yeah, and I wish you guys could reach out to Colorado Springs here. I'm just barely getting you on my powerful CC radio, you know?
Well, I'm glad you do, but of course you can get us on the Internet. You can get us. A lot of people listen to us on the telephone. They have unlimited minutes, and certainly you can listen to our Genesis program in the afternoon for 2 hours on either an iPod, iPad, or even on the telephone. But
oh, that's cool.
I'm glad
you're
listening.
Genesis, I know Alex Jones
talking.
Is on it, but I think you guys are hitting huge, like even deeper topics than some networks that they're on his show. I mean, you know, I guess everybody's got their own way of sending a message out.
It's all we can do. We're each individuals, but certainly Alex is doing a great job, and Joyce Riley, and so many of the people out there, Jeff Rentz, is getting information out, and I certainly,
Doc, I just pray for whistleblowers. I just pray for more and more whistleblowers, and, you know, because if we did half the stuff these guys did, all of us would have been in jail a long time ago, and it's staggering what they're getting away with. And you and I, you know, there's people that are out there that are afraid to just speak.
God bless. Thanks so very much. Talk to you.
Thanks.
Appreciate everything you do. Bye bye.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, RAM trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now at the RAM Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is still primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, plus our weekend program. And we do, although we don't have to pay to be on this network, we do have to be paid to be on the afternoon and evening network. And if you can help to finance us, we'd appreciate it. It's quite an undertaking, but we reach a lot of people, and we have an excellent outreach. And certainly in the state of Washington and Michigan and New York, and certainly people listening all across America, of course, people here in Colorado, and this station gets up into Wyoming. We've got a lot of faithful listeners, people looking for somebody who's willing to tell the truth. And certainly at 83, I'm not concerned about the fact they may kill me. I'm going to tell you what I believe is true. And we have a pretty good grasp of what's going on because we've been studying this for 50 years. And believe me, we're approaching the climax in history. Where America is going to either to survive or going to be destroyed by financial up or by an EMP attack or certainly by a moral breakdown. But I believe that without a revival in America, God is going to destroy this country as he does and he always has with nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God, and our churches have allowed them to take God out of our schools and God certainly out of our government. And we have people in Washington, D.C. who are inherently evil. We have pedophile rings and homosexuality operating at the highest levels of this government and our court system as well. Well, certainly our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, once again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And what's your job? Well, your job is to tell people what's going on. Tell them about our programs. Tell them about the other programs that are getting information out across America. Try to get your minister to be willing to speak out on these subjects, about the importance of the prophetic events that are unfolding today. And of course, remember that they've changed the music and the message of our churches, and we no longer speak about the fear of God. We no longer speak about God bringing judgment upon nations. All we talk about is that God loves everyone, and all you need to do is confess your sin, and nothing is ever going to happen to you. You're not going to have to ever have face any judgment for the sins that you've committed. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe God loves us and certainly wants to protect us. But of course, when a nation has turned against God, why, of course, even the good people are going to experience the terrible things that are going to happen, because the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And when America goes down, the Christians in this country are going to suffer along with everybody else. We're facing the destruction of America. This is not certainly imaginary. We are a bankrupt nation. We're bankrupt financially. We're bankrupt morally. We are subject to an EMP attack. We're on the verge of a war with the Muslim world. We are financially certainly facing the increase in the collapse of this country financially starting the first of next year. And if the Republicans and Democrats don't come up with a solution, hang on to your hat, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish the American people tomorrow. Praise the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers,